My name is Drew Joyner, and you're listening to the Beyond the Garment podcast, a podcast dedicated to enriching the lives of others by talking about sustainability, fashion, art, and culture. We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed creating it. All right, let's get to today's episode. The guest we have on today is one of my favorite black business owners in Colorado. He is the founder of the brand False Ego, and his name is Javon Taylor. Javon, how are you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Glad to be on. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. I was talking to Javon, guys, before the episode started, you know, recording, and I was telling him how, you know, when I started the Beyond the Garment podcast, his brand False Ego was one of the brands that, you know, I definitely wanted to have on just because of its focus in sustainability, you know, the quality of the products, and him being a black owned businessman around the same age as me. I mean, there's so many things that we're going to dive into today that I'm super, super excited about, man. So let's jump into the first question, Javon. What is your background? Where are you from? And how was it like for you growing up as a kid?
Yeah, man. Denver native, born and raised out here in Denver. Went between here and Aurora, so mostly grew up in the Green Valley area, kind of towards the airport. Growing up was cool, man. It was a lot of basketball, honestly. It was consumed most of my life on it. I mean, I did that from second grade all the way up until I was like 21 years old. But yeah, man, I'm glad to be. I think one of the best things about being from Denver is seeing all the growth, like, you know, in 2021, what Denver looks like compared to what it looked like in, you know, 2009 is amazing to see, and I'm glad to be part of it. So
definitely, man. And let's dive into the basketball a little bit. I'm a huge basketball fan. Are you a Nuggets fan in of yourself?
Absolutely. I root for every Denver team except for the Broncos.
Who's your football team?
I'm an Eagles fan.
Okay.
So we're pretty trash this year, but it's all good.
from a basketball standpoint, man, where did that love of the game come from? Was it introduced to you as a kid? Was it just something that you gravitated towards? Did you play other sports?
Yes, I grew up. I tried a bunch of different things. I think my parents kind of just put me in. My dad put me in basketball, football, track. Did soccer for a little bit. Tried baseball. Soccer was a no-go. I think I tried it when I was like 5 or 6. So everybody's pretty trash. There's a bunch of kids running around crazy, kicking a ball. Wasn't really interested in it. And then I did basketball, football, and track. We're doing those all three for a little bit, probably till I was like 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, all right, let me just focus up and, you know, pick a sport. So I just like really locked all the way in on basketball. And from there, it kind of just consumed my life and like just love the sport, man. I think basketball is it's incredible
man, favorite, sure. It definitely teaches you a lot of lessons too. I mean, as you for probably sure know, sports teaches tons of lessons, you know, from teamwork to overcoming disappointment, obstacles, failure, success, all those things. So I already know you probably have a plethora of knowledge just from the game.
Brings a lot out of you, man. Grew up watching Kobe and R.I.P. to Kobe, man. But yeah, grew up watching Kobe, and that's kind of like just, oh no, something just hit my spirit. I was like, I got to be like Kobe.
Yeah, I feel the same exact way, man.
Sure.
You know, Kobe's mentality is what is so incredible about him too. His mentality to the game, to life, is something, you know, that obviously it can live on. And I know for me, it's been something that I'll always keep with me just because he's so, you know, disciplined, so prolific in his training and things of that nature. Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of comes down to like that immortal impact, you know, like the impact that lasts whether you're here on earth or not. That's kind of what I strive for as well. It's kind of what I base False Ego off of, is, you know, what impact can we leave whether I'm physically here or not? And it's like,
that's incredible.
The foundation for that. For sure.
Definitely, man. Let's talk a little bit about False Ego. You know, what is the genesis of False Ego? When did you start working on False Ego? And let's just talk about that real quick, man. When did it start?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Started it. Well, we officially launched our website of June 29th of 2018. But before that, I probably took like a year, maybe a little over a year to like get all the planning done. Mm-hmm. And so I was finishing up my last semester of actually rewind a little more. So I did 4 years of basketball at Emporia State University. Great
Awesome.
experience. But it was the end of my senior year. You kind of have a choice, like, all right, like, do I want to pursue this? You know, do I want to go overseas? I want to play professional basketball, or do I want to find life outside of basketball? And I was kind of stuck on this, you know, two-way track because I still had a lot of love for basketball, but at the same time, I also wanted to explore these new opportunities in the world. So it was like an ultimatum, and I ultimately chose to like explore different things and kind of just let the basketball dreams aside. And from there, I ended up doing an internship in Wichita, Kansas. I was a aviation, I was not aviation, but I was a wellness coordinator for aviation aerospace company. And that was my first like you kind of like push into the real world as far as like being in a corporate setting, being professional, and just like doing anything outside of basketball on a consistent basis. So when I wasn't doing my internship, I was in my apartment by myself, just kind of learning how to graphic design, learning how to, you know, just build different skills, just like searching for myself, honestly, just like, what am I good at? What am I passionate about? What do I like to do? And graphic design really caught my interest. So one of this guy, I know his name is Butters. He hooked me up with this free Adobe Illustrator account. And
Butters.
yeah, shout out to Butters, man. Shout out to Butters. But he hooked me up with a free account, and I started just going crazy on the design, just like a bunch of terrible design looking back at them now. But it just had my attention, and I was like, I remember I created the False Ego Pyramid, and I just had a feeling. I was like, this is it. This is it. I didn't really know what that meant at the time, but I knew I wanted to make an influential brand. I knew I wanted to make an impact, and I know I wanted to come back to Colorado and really kind of like leverage a community. So when I got back to Colorado, I fell under like a lot of, you know, postgraduates do kind of fall under the pressure of like wanting to say something that validates you. You know, everybody asks you like, oh, what are you doing now? What's the next step? And you want to say something that sounds cool. But so I started working for Northwest Mutual, which was like super random, really random. And so wasn't happy there. And then I just ended up quitting. I was like, this is not for me. Kind of just, you know, this is it. And from there, I was like, I already had the idea for False Ego. So I was like, let me go all the way in. Started door dashing, keep a little money in my pocket, bought my first like 20, 30 shirts, something like that, and got them embroidered and had my first event. I was like this bizarre event downtown, just doing like little mini pop-ups every now and then, trying to get my name out there. And from there, I was still kind of just trying to find my voice. Like, what does False Ego mean to me? You know, what do I ultimately want to do with this? I had the idea, but it wasn't like set in stone yet. And so, yeah, man, that's kind of where it started. But the meaning of the name False Ego, I think our false ego is something that makes it hard for us to connect with anything outside of ourselves. You know, the people around us, the environment, the, you know, everything. So, and our whole purpose is to connect consumers or just people in general with that bigger purpose. And that's why our slogan is called A Part of Everything. And we're all a small part of a bigger picture, and just like, you know, pushing that message throughout all the different initiatives we do. So, it's more than just clothing, though. I mean, the clothing more serves as like, hey, I support what False Ego does for the community, and I'm gonna rock their, you know, merchandise to represent that in my own way.
Definitely.
But the whole goal is to like really dive into community development projects, education initiatives, and just leverage community for different objectives. So like, say during the next election, the next president or mayor or governor or whatever, like sees that False Ego has a community and wants that community to, you know, vote or go, you know, that community can be leveraged to, you know, do other initiatives around the city. But nonetheless, just build a community and be able to leverage that for different things. That's the whole goal.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I'm hearing a whole lot of, community is what the central theme of False Ego is, and the slogan, the part of everything, man. I kind of want to dive more deeply into that. How did you come up with that? Because I really like that, a part of everything. Because I mean, in reality, we are a part of everyone is a part of everything. There's a I don't even know remember this quote, but I remember reading this book, and it basically laid out the fact that everything matters. From how you treat said person, said homeless person, for example, and that homeless person has an experience with you that maybe has is a positive or a negative experience, and as a result, they act in a certain way, and that's just a kind of an example, right? But the idea of a part of everything, where does that come from, man?
Yeah, it stemmed from I was reading the book The Alchemist. I'm not sure if you read it or not.
Definitely read it. Great
But
book.
yes, great book. But yeah, it was kind of just on my journey, and that quote really stuck with me when it was talking about, you know, being a part of everything and like how we're all just a small little piece of the grand purpose of the universe. But I mean, ultimately, like with as far as like the purpose for using it with false ego, one, to communicate that message, but to also communicate that, like, I don't know, like we all, I think I was reading this other book, and it was talking about how every man's mission is incomplete until it aligns with the universal structure. And that is a part of everything to me. You know, everything you do, you have to build, one, build with your heart, and then two, have it aligned to something bigger than you for it to have some type of longevity.
Definitely.
And I feel like in this lifetime I'm in right now, I don't have the desire to do things that don't have longevity associated with them. You know, I really want to build things that, you know, last longer than I'm here for. So,
Definitely, definitely.
kind of carry that with me, whatever I do.
Definitely, man. For false ego, obviously you're talking about community, you're talking about having a legacy, a lasting impact. Obviously you do sell merchandise, and let's talk about the merchandise, the
Sure.
clothing and whatnot. It's very sustainably focused, if I'm not
Absolutely.
mistaken. Obviously,
Absolutely.
I've done my research, but the listener probably doesn't know. It's very sustainably focused. Can you talk to me about, why, eco-friendly clothing is something that's so important to you?
Well, yes, the second leading polluter in the world behind gas and oil. That's, you know, enough said right there. But
Yep.
yeah, I with the community we're trying to build, like the products we're gonna make, whether it be clothing or whatever, it has to be sustainably focused. Because, like, of course, there's no harmless way to make clothing, but at the same time, there's a bunch of different initiatives, or not initiatives, a bunch of different tools and resources you can use to make your clothing more sustainable, or to also reclaim your impact that you're making. So, with every product we buy, or every product you buy as consumer from False Ego, we plant a tree, or we do something that has associated with the carbon neutral initiative, whether it be like methane recapture, or water cleanups, or more sustainable transportation routes for trains,
Yeah.
or planting trees. There's like 29 different options you can pick from, but every dollar you spend with us goes to that goes to one of those initiatives. And it's kind of part of our customer empowerment program. It's like you're not just buying a shirt, you're not just buying a hoodie or hat. You're buying more than that. You're supporting a, first of all, a local business, supporting a black-owned business. You're supporting other sustainable initiatives like the methane recapture and things I talked about before. It's more than that, you know, so you're supporting something bigger than just this clothing item.
It's incredible, man, because those things are so important, especially in the world we live in today.
For sure.
You highlighted the fact that, fashion is number two in terms of, its impact on the environment. And
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't really understand that, right? I think a lot of people, when they go to buy clothes at the store, whether it's a mall, Amazon, online shopping, they want the best deal that they can find for themselves, right? Whether it be a $2 shirt, $5 shirt, or whatever it is, they just want the best deal because obviously everyone obviously is looking at their bank account and they want to, keep as much coin as they possibly can.
Sure.
But there's an environmental impact, man. How did you begin to learn about all the environmental impacts of fashion? Because I'm really curious to know about that too, because you have an interesting background, right? Where you play basketball, you were in Wichita, you did some kind of a different kind of job that you're not really into right now. Where does this idea of, being an eco-conscious brand come from for yourself?
Yeah, I just was just researching. I don't know. I just wondered, I was like, what companies that are really dope are making impacts right now? And a lot of them were companies that were, one, involved in clothing, and then two, had community, you know, initiatives to them. So one of my inspirations is Broccoli City Festival. They do a bunch of things. I'm also an urban farmer for the listeners. I do a bunch of urban farming around
That's
Colorado.
dope.
But yeah, so that was kind of the main focus for that. And then I really started diving into like why people consume the way they do, and like, you know, it's like the psychology behind it. And one thing I learned was a lot of customers, or like consumers, they don't have any attachment to the supply chain of the end product. And you know, it's kind of like similar to take it away from clothing a little bit, make it more tangible. It's like, you know, you when you go to a grocery store, you see this, you know, this chicken, and it's already cooked, it's already baked, it's all ready for you to eat right there, boom. And but you have no idea what it took for it to get to that place. You don't know what, you know, pesticides, or what, you know, preservatives or whatever in this end product.
Right.
And same thing with clothing. We don't know the brand that we're buying from. We don't know their supply chain. We don't know what values they stand on. A lot of consumers don't really care about that. Like you said, they just want the cheapest, most bang for your buck product that you can get,
Exactly. Yeah.
which I don't blame them at, but at the same time, I
Me
think it's
either.
important for us as the future, with as 20 something year olds and above, like it's important for us to take accountability for the future and realize that whatever is to come is up to us. So we have to start caring about, what these companies stand for, what the values are, what the supply chain are is, are they using, are they paying their employees, fair wages? Are the factories they're working in, are they causing a bunch of chemicals to run off in local water systems in the
Absolutely.
country? There's a bunch, it gets deep. It gets really deep when it comes to the supply chains of clothing and just different products. But I think it's important for people to look into that and base your consumer decision off that instead of the price point.
I definitely agree with you, Javon. And I don't even necessarily, like, for me, when I talk to people about this topic of being a little bit more of a conscious consumer, right? Because you want people to just understand that, products don't just appear in grocery stores or in clothing stores, and they're not just the most, beautifully curated thing in terms of their impact on the environment. There's an impact. Now, it doesn't mean that you should, I'm not saying that for Edward Joyner or for Javon Taylor's false ego that you should only shop at our brands.
For
You
sure.
know, it's really more so about an education piece that we want people to just know about the fact that there are better decisions to be made that'll not
Exactly.
only make you feel better as a consumer, but it'll also impact the world in a positive manner.
For
So.
sure. Yeah, and I think it's important for all these up and coming brands to understand that you're not going to change the world off bat. Like, I
Yeah.
think the most important thing to focus on, like at the beginning stages of your business, is planting seeds. How many seeds can I plant in these customers' minds? Yes, the person is probably going to still buy H&M the next week. It's okay. But they're going to second guess that decision and they're going to be more conscious. They're going to, might look into other brands that are doing the same thing, or they might, but whatever, no matter what they do, you planted that seed and that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You have to control the controllables pretty much.
Definitely, definitely. Javon, I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about your designs. Where do you get your inspirations for your designs for False Ego, currently?
For sure. I think they're all inspired by just, I don't know, one of my secret passions is architecture. And so I just love putting pieces together. And every logo we have for False Ego is always some geometric pieces that are separated.
Very
One,
cool.
just acknowledging that we're each one of these pieces, but also to figure out how that we can put them together. And that's kind of inspiration behind all the designs. And we try to add different nature themes to it, but also I don't know, I never wanted to be super flashy or have a bunch of graphics on a t-shirt or a hoodie. I wanted to keep it simple and clean, but still get the message across, but also leave it to be thought about. I don't want people to know exactly, oh, this is that. It's like it could be this, it could be that, it could be a little, and I kind of just leave it up to that person to figure out what it means to them.
Definitely, definitely. Very cool. One of the questions I want to ask you, Javon, too, is in regards to for those who don't know, Javon has a store he just opened up for False Ego, and I
Sure.
want to say congratulations to him. And so,
Thank you, man.
having a storefront is a huge accomplishment, especially in Colorado. I feel like Denver and Colorado has an up and coming scene when it comes to arts, the arts, fashion, and just any creative kind of I guess endeavor, I guess you could call it. Denver's a growing marketplace for those kind of, things. How would you describe, Javon, now having your own storefront, how would you describe Denver's artist fashion scene in 2021 to someone who, wants to come to Denver and experience Denver's fashion and art?
Sure. Yeah, I think Denver's fashion and art is definitely in a Renaissance area or in Renaissance era, where there's a bunch of new things, a bunch of just new ideas, new kind of waves coming in. We got a bunch of people from out of state coming in who are bringing new flavor, new and bringing culture to Colorado. And I think Colorado's starting to really find its voice regarding that scene. I think, but also there's a bunch of micro movements. There's no, I think one thing we lack is unification. And
Yeah.
that's one thing, speaking about the shop, what one thing we really focus on is we host eight other vendors outside of False Ego. So of course we have our False Ego wall, but then everything else in the store is, you know, other minority-owned, local-owned businesses that either are artists or other businesses that people can support too. And it's
Incredible.
kind of like building that ecosystem. I think that's what sustainability is about. It's not, sustainability is more than just like maintaining Earth's resources, but it's about how do you create ecosystems in your own community? How do you maintain talent in your community? I mean, because as you know, you're from Colorado. There's a bunch of people out here that, you know, feel like they have to go to Chicago or LA or New York or whatever to, you know, fulfill their dreams, but that's not the case. And I think False Ego's one of our purposes is to, like, you know, illuminate those resources that are right here in the city, you know,
Definitely.
and be that platform for them to, you know, continue to grow.
Definitely. I definitely see False Ego's store as, you know, as it continues to grow, obviously as things continue to open up in 2021. I see the store as a true anchor for, you know, fashion, for you know, sustainability and art in Denver. And I think it'll attract, I mean, I only wish the best to you, my friend, but I think it truly will attract people into your store when things start to open up, tourism starts opening up, and I'm really excited to see the growth of the brand and yourself in 2021, maybe probably, you know, sooner rather than later,
Hey,
hopefully.
that's the plan, man. I was in Miami in last December. I was in Wynwood for Art Basel, and you know, it's an incredible event. First off, it's a bunch of different brands, a bunch of cool activities going on. But one thing that really inspired me was just like seeing the stores there. It's like they were all like, of course, I don't know if it's for Art Basel, they had it all themed out, but they were all had like crazy experiences. And like each one I walked in, I was like, oh wow, this is dope. And I've never seen anything like that in Colorado, so I wanted to like kind of bring that feel to Colorado. Because I mean, I think this Rhino area, or Five Points Rhino area, is, you know, it's becoming similar to kind of Wynwood. I've had a couple people from
Definitely.
Florida say that it's like similar to that area with all the different art and murals and, you know, the vibe. And ultimately, I think Colorado's getting to the point where we can have big events like Art Basel or whatever, and we can attract thousands of people from other states and celebrities to come in. And by that time, I want False Ego to be a staple to where you know to come here. Like you come here for False Ego, and then we give you other resources to go other places and support other really cool things going on. But it's
Yeah,
like
man.
you're gonna stop by the shop for sure. That's the goal.
Exactly, exactly. I see it in the same exact way, Javon. That's incredible. I'm kind of getting chills because I'm excited for you, man. I mean, I we both grew up in the state, and so you kind of spoke to this earlier. You know, growing up, it wasn't really like this. You know what I mean? It wasn't really all of this infusion of black voices, of art, of black art, of all these things, you know what I mean? So I'm really excited for the brand, like I said, in 2021 and moving forward. That
I
kind of
appreciate it,
segues
man.
to my next question too, man. What do you have planned for 2021 for the brand? Or do you have anything big that you're excited to be working on, or big plans or anything like that for 2021?
Yeah, man, we're super excited for this year. This year's gonna be pretty busy. So I think this year is about expansion for the brand. I think we are expanding not only our products, but we're diving into our first like legit community development project. And then we're also starting a magazine. We're finally doing our nonprofit. It's getting filed as we speak. So excited for that.
Incredible.
And thank you, man. And then starting to, like a media section of the. So pretty much we have False Ego, and our nonprofit is going to be called A Part of Everything. And A Part of Everything is going to be kind of like the mothership to collaborate with whoever. You know, False Ego has its lane, and we're looking to expand it as always. But I think it kind of boxes us in certain ways because it's like we are a clothing brand. And sometimes these companies that we want to partner with or work with, one, don't necessarily need clothing to like, you know, push their message. So we kind of like are in weird situations. Of course, we still find creative ways to collaborate, but the part of everything serves as more of like the we can do whatever, you know. And instead, so we work with a company like Patagonia, or we work with a company like, you know, whoever, they can not only collaborate in a bunch of different ways, but we can also receive funds from these different companies that we want to work with. And for example, the community development project we're working on in the spring, it's going to be with Edens, who owns all this property. We're going to be working with Botanic Gardens, and we're also going to be working with the National Wildlife Federation.
Wow.
And we're going to be phasing out a whole project where we're going to be, you know, tearing up some of the cement out here in the Rhino area and start planting some trees and plants. And we're gonna have a indoor pilot. We're gonna have like a living plant wall, a bunch of different things going on. But it's gonna be really dope. It's still in the works right now. We're getting everything figured out as far as the outreach and everything right now. But I'm excited. I think it's gonna be a huge stepping stone for the brand and kind
Huge.
of it's kind of like a check mark for letting people know that we are more than just a clothing brand.
Definitely.
And it kind of is like proof of that. No, we can say it as much as we want, but I think this is like a firm staple for that. And like, yeah, we're here.
And it's tangible. You know what I'm saying? You plant
Exactly.
trees,
Exactly.
you help the community, people see it, you know what I'm saying? And
For sure.
like you said, it definitely leaves a legacy for the brand because, you know, and the hope is in 10, 20, 30, 40 years you do, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 projects or more, thousands of projects potentially,
For
and
sure.
your legacy, your brand's legacy, like you were talking about earlier, it'll be all but you know, written in stone. So you know, that's an incredible thing.
No, absolutely, man.
The last question I want to ask you, Javon, before we kind of conclude the podcast is, you know, above all else, what do you want someone to know about false ego? If you had to describe it to someone who didn't know, above all else, what would you want them to know about your business?
That's a great question. I think I would want people to know that
Take your time.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I just want people to know that we're here for the long term. You know, this is not a wave or a phase. False Ego is here for the immortal impact, and I think we're gonna do things that I can't even fathom right now. And I want people to know that, you know, we serve as a platform for other creatives and are an advocate for everybody can eat.
I
You know,
love
there's
that.
this everybody can get a piece of the pie, and there's plenty of resources out here for all of us, and we want to be like I said earlier, somebody or a platform that illuminates those resources and opportunities for business owners, for businesses, for students, for communities, and et cetera, you know. Is
Definitely.
open for sure.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I love that, Javon. Where can people find out more about you? Where can people find out more about the brand, social medias, those kind of things?
For sure, yeah. You can check out our website at falseego.eco. So falseego.eco. And you can follow us on Instagram or any social media at false_eg0. And yeah, you can follow my personal account, JavonTaylor21 on Instagram. Looking on Facebook, kind of whatever. But yeah.
For sure, man.
No,
Thank you for joining the podcast, Javon. Oh my God, I almost said Devon. Javon,
you're good.
I appreciate you, man. I really do. You're doing great work, and hopefully in the future we can collaborate on some kind of project. I would love to, man. So you're a great
Absolutely, man.
guy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having the show and giving people like myself a platform to share their story, man. So keep doing what you're doing as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Beyond the Garment podcast. We hope you gained some value from it. Wherever you are in the world, have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.